וידבר אלוהים אל מוישה ואירו אל אברהם אל יצחק ואל ינקב שמי השם לא נדעתי להם וגם אני שמעתי אס נעקס מישרון אשר מצרים מעבידי מויסום ואסקר אס בריסי לא כן אמור לבני ישראל אני השם והצייסי אסכם והצלתי אסכם וגואלתי אסכם ולוקחתי אסכם מלאום והבאיסי אסכם על האורץ אשר נסוסי אסיודי וידע בר מוישה כן לבני ישראל וישומו אל מוישה מקויצה רוח ומאבוי לקוש שהשם סנז מוישה רבינו to speak to כלל ישראל אני אתר זם דארבע לשני של גאולה והצייסי ולקחתי וגואלתי והצלתי והבאיסי ולשומו אל מוישה מקויצה רוח ומאבוי דרקוש ולשם קומס מוישה אתר זם בידבר הפר מלך מצרים וישאר לך זמי ישראל ומוישה סייז הם בני ישראל לא ישומו אליי ואיך ישמעי ניפרוי ואני ארע על ספוסי רשי says זה אחד מעשר קלבוכים ושבתי and all of the מפורשים everyone that has a piece of sefer על התורה stirs on this rash what happens in this parsha we in the end of the last parsha if we go back a little bit the picture what is going on somebody knows that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to tell Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim Moshe said, they will not listen, they will not believe me. Hashem tells him, what do you have in your hand? A stick? Throw it down, becomes a snake. Put your hand inside, becomes white. Mitzrayim Hashem. They don't believe, they do to Isis, take water from the air, it will turn to blood. It's the first blood that happens. Chazal tell us, why the stick turned to be a snake? Why the hand became Mitzrayim Hashem? Moshe spoke to Shnor at my kinder. He said they will not believe. Klal Yisrael will not believe. Tainan Moshe Rabbeinu. Find the belt. That belongs to the end of the last parsha. It's a bomb nazach. Moshe turns to the Bashefer and says, you're sending me. They will not believe. Hashem tells him, you're talking like this on my kids? Take the stick and throw it to become a snake. Put your hand. Will become a tzurik ashelik. And if they don't believe in these two things, take water and turn it to blood, and they will believe you. You're yelling at me, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're telling me, you're speaking to Shinora and my kids, that they will not believe. And what Hashem tells them, take the stick, turn it to a snake, take the hand, turn it to tzuras, and if it's not enough, if they don't believe, you told me not that they believe. You want to punish me that the stick will become a snake that I will chop on his lashonore. You want to punish me and you give me mercy that my hand will turn to shalek. I understand a good message. But Hashem tells them, don't worry, if they don't listen to these two aces, I'll give you a third one. Ah, so you're gerecht that could be they will not believe. I'm so gerecht that you're telling me that even after two musa shmuzim, maybe it will not be enough. And they think the bell stop, Akasha. So everyone's a givaldic about such MS of old. Moshe said, maybe they will not believe. Maybe they will not believe. Hashem tells him, put the stick with Nochosh, Tzoras. Moshe, you spoke on my body. But if they don't believe, it's going to take water and turn it to blood. Like this, you'll be sure. If Moshe doesn't believe that Klal Yisrael will believe, they will take and not believe. If Moshe is choshed that they're not holding in the Madrege, I heard once from a mechanech in America, it goes every grade, when they finish the year, you put the kids in the next grade. So the teacher gives like a report from the kids that the rabbi will know, you know, this is an aleph, this is a two, this is a seven, this is a ten. He's the best boy, he's a schwacher boy. Imagine they don't write it, chas v'shalom, that this paper will fall to someone, that is the end of the world, but it's a way, it's come. So it was a kid, he was the worstest kid. So the Rebbe written 10. That Rebbe means the worst. Now him number 1 was the best. The Rebbe that accepted means 10 is the best boy. Everything is 10 by him. Kitzur, in the end of the year, the Rebbe asks the old Rebbe from the Kitta Zion, asks the Rebbe Kitta Chet, "Nu, and how is that Yankel?" So what do you mean? The best kid of the class. He says, "Wow!" He says, "You gave me a 10, you got a 10." Well, the pshat, the Rebbe accepted him that he's the best boy. He had put him. He gave him something to do. The kid felt that he's a 10. He behaved like a 10. If that kid will, the Rebbe will think that he's a troublemaker. And the first thing we'll give him no chavrusas. We'll put him in the edge. If he doesn't listen, he will not ask him questions. The kid will take him off the derech. Moshe Rabbeinu was a tiger that he didn't believe in Klal Yisrael. Although Nochi doesn't believe in Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will not believe in. Now they need Moifsim. Moshe, were you holding? We need 3 Moifsim to tell Klal Yisrael to Mehal. But we're coming to our parsha, and Moshe Rabbeinu says it, and Lemay says, Klal Yisrael believe, of a Paroi adds a voice. Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to complain, Kivyochel, and Hashem tells them, Vo'ero el ha'oves, v'shmi Hashem lo yedati lahem, and they didn't complain. Rashi said they had to go to Golis, and you're already complaining. Go back to Klal Yisrael, tell them we're going out on Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to Klal Yisrael, v'reishomu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach ma'avoy lekosh. Couldn't listen. Hashem tells Moshe, okay, go to Paroi, tell them to go out. So Moshe, hey, bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu oilai, ve'ich yishmoeini Paroi, v'ani haraz fosai. So Rashi is the first Kal V'chaima. So I think this is the Kal V'chaima. Klal Yisrael didn't listen, mikoytzer ruach ma'avoy lekosh. Go to Paroi, hey, bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu oilai, ve'ich yishmoeini Paroi, v'ani haraz fosai. When does the tshuva? Hashem said, "V'leishom al Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoy lekosher." So what Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hem neYisrael leishom oelai ve'ich ishmaeli paroi." So balabatish we have to know. Balabatish pshat, it's not a kasha because Moshe didn't know why they didn't listen. The pshat, the psukim, they didn't listen. Moshe talked because he can't talk properly because he's a ras fasai. He said, if Klal Yisrael don't listen, for sure Paroi will not listen. The pasuk is megale that Klal Yisrael didn't listen, not because they didn't want to listen, not because Moshe was not clear enough. The reason they didn't listen is because. Yeah, I'm a pashtus. If the Torah tells us, "V'leishomu al Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoy nekosha," it's mashma that was already integrated, that we knew that that was the reason. So where is the Kal V'chaymer of Moshe Rabbeinu? All the mefarshim shtal on it. And there's different pshatim in the mefarshim to answer this kasha. One pshat, the mefarshim say like this. Yitzhak says it. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yitzhak, Abishit says this pshat. That Moshe Rabbeinu, Paroi was mishtabed b'kol ha-shvotim chutz from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, Paroi was not mishtabed. As in the Cheder, we learned they didn't come in the first days to work. I don't know why Paroi let it, you know, everyone is working, was a whole group of people not working. Paroi had to win the years to make them to work. Zog Rebbeinu Shin Abish, it stayed in Chazal, Paroi knew that al pi de mazoles, the goyel has to come out from Shevet Levi. He knew the klal, kasher yanu oisoy ken yirbe v'chen yifrutz. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye bevinyono. To be the goyel is only if you pass the hard things. We know by us, hard, if Klal Yisrael will not go into Mitzrayim, we will not be Klal Yisrael. It's not, you know, when Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, it's called in the Sforim HaKadoshim Kura Barzel. Like you have gold with mud together, you put it in the kur, the fire, and the gold liquids out, and from that you have the gold. It's Kura Barzel. Mitzrayim was metaken us, was metaken the Nitzoytzes, the Zeifun Shevetim. But Mitzrayim made us to become Klal Yisrael. Paroi knew if Shevet Levi will not be working, they can't be zeichet to be Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, he made Shevet Levi will not work. The Mele will never be a goyim. What happened there? So the Shlach Kodesh says says Eile Roish Bnei Bezaboyisom Bnei Reuven Bnei Shimon VeEile Shmois Bnei Levi. Speaking about Perik Vav Posuk Yudalet the Svov Tezai. Eile Bnei Reuven Eile Bnei Shimon VeEile Shmois Bnei Levi. Gershon Kehosu Merori. So it's Rashi. Lama Nivnu Shnoisov Shel Levi. Lo Idea. Before she bring down, what is Gershon Kehosu Merori? Ger Kigerim Aisem. Kehos Shikou Shineim Bagolus. Merori Hashem Amar. Levi was Noise Be'oil. His kids he gave on the name of his brothers. He felt it, he carried it. Moshe Rabbeinu Vayetze Vayar Besivloisom. He was Noise Be'oil. Prison says his life is good, oh, but his friend is suffering. His friend doesn't have what to eat in Eretz Yisrael. He's nice about you. He's carrying it together. So this is the MS that Shevet Levi wore in the Oyla Galus. It was one of the Choshev Rebbes after the 2 hours of receiving people. So the Gabbai came in. He saw the Rebbe crying like a baby for 2 hours. He said, "If you knew the songs that I heard now, you can't live." So the Yonis of Beis Leibshi says, "V'leishamu bnei Yisrael el Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avayde kosher." Says koytzer ruach avayde kosher. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Listen, it doesn't work. You went last time to power and it didn't work. We chap why it didn't work, Moshe. You're the wrong one. You can't be the manik. You were not nice about it. You didn't work." The goyel has to come out from someone that was here in Mitzrayim. Moshe, you're on the wrong address. Well, Shmuel Ruach and Moshe zokte Yerubiel said, "Ibishes mikoytzer," because he was missing avoyda kosher. Mikoytzer Ruach me avoyda kosher. He was missing that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if this was Klal Yisrael think about me, for sure Paroi would think that I'm not the right person. But they say Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said under his. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that as a Gemara, the Gemara says that Rabbi knew the language of the animals. Rabbi knew, the Gemara says, and that Mendalet, I'm sorry, that Rav Ulish knew the. I'm sorry, the Oruch brings down that Rav Ulish knew the language of the animals. Kedemuchach Begiti. What is the Gemara in Gittin? The Gemara says Rav Ulish Ishtaboy. Rav Ulish was in jail. Yom Echad Havi Yosif Augavra de Yoda Belishna de Tzipore. One day he was sitting near a guy that knew the language of the birds. Came Ha'oyrev and he started to make crack rah. So Rav Ulish asked that Gid, that guy, what is Oyrev saying? He says, "Ulish brach, ulish brach." The jail is open. He says, "Oyrev is meshakel, you can't trust." Came another Oyrev. Make crack, crack. He asked him, "What the Oyrev?" He says, "Ulish brach." He says, "Oyrev is meshakel." Then came a Yoina. He asked him, "What the Yoina is saying?" "Ulish brach." He said, "No, Klal Yisrael nimshel Yoina." He got up, everyone was sleeping, and he left. Zog the Oruch, Mikan sherav ulish yoda tzfasa oifus. Faitim Chaim Shulevitz in the Shmuz. Forget, he didn't know. He had to ask the guy near. If this is a Gemara, it's a Gemara that he didn't know the language, not that he knew the language. How Rav Ulish trusts the guy? The guy tells him to run away. He'll go to the door, the guy will kill him. The Talmud says Rav Ulish also understood that the bird says Ulish Brach. So why he asked the guy? Said, you know, we know when a person goes to the desert and he's thirsty, he sees water. It has like a language, they call it, I don't know how they call it, but as you can see water. Even when you come here, there's no water. But you see water. When you're very thirsty and you go to the desert, you see water. It's a kind of word, I don't know. Huh? I don't know what to say. Yeah. That was not a word. Rav Ulish, Dr. Levitz, he heard the bird says Ulish Brach. He thought that he hears, because you hear what you want to hear. He asked me, "What do you hear?" He says, "Ulish brach, ulish brach." So the Oruch, "Mikan sherav ulish yod asfas achayis." So the Chaim Shmulevitz, the Shem Rabbi Tzalev, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klal Yisrael was very hard for them. Was Kotzer Ruach HaAvodah Kosher. But they have to hear. They want to hear. You're right, they have it hard. They're in the desert, the Ofa Tumul. But they want to hear to leave. Pharaoh wants not to hear. So you're right, it's Klal Yisrael is Kotzer Ruach HaAvodah Kosher. But they want to hear what they cannot hear. So Pali that doesn't want to hear, for sure will not hear. So these are the famous two terutzim. Now we have three terutzim. Other the pshat, Balabatish, Moshe didn't know that they didn't listen to Koytzer Ruach. Other the pshat, from the Rabbi Yisrael Abish, it's Koytzer Ruach, Rabbi the Kosher, the title was that Moshe didn't work. They didn't know the Nesias Oil. And Rabbi Tzaleh, that the pshat is, Klal Yisrael, right that it was Koytzer Ruach, Rabbi the Kosher. But was a reason for them to yet understand. And even so, they didn't understand. So, Memele Koshek and Pali. But I heard from my Shvel, an Emes Pshat. An Emes Pshat. All these terutzim are nice, but they're not Pshat. The Novi Yeshayahu says, Areshoim Kayam Nirgoshu, Ki Hashkeit Lo Yochlu. Zot Rashi. Hareshoim einom noisnim lev lo shuv. Kayam hazeh, that the waves go and they break in the sea, and the next waves also know that they will break in the sea, but they carry on going. Why? Because they're full with mud and they can't see. Kigoin paroi, Zot Rashi. Sheomar mi Hashem ve'eshma bekoiloi. Sancheiri, mi Hashem, zog the Malbim, a big Yisod. The Rishoyim have tivus, and they blind with their tivus. Zog the Malbim. Klal Yisrael were not blind. They had a big disturbed. Koytzer Ruach ve'avoid HaKosher. They were very busy the whole time. Was no time to consciously to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was a double chitzoini. The head was clean. The machshava was clean. But they had a disturb. Tirdes. So they couldn't hear the Yad Hashem. Paroi has taive b'tzad atzmoi. It's blocking him to see the emes. Moshe says, the same way Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael claims? We came to Paroi, he became worse. Hashem didn't help. What Paroi says? They told me to send and I'm fighting. So who is the boss? Me? What Paroi says? Hashem said to send, I did the opposite, and I'm sitting, and I'm eating lunch, and everything is working out for me. The guy says, I wake up late, and I make money, and I'm not mechavet amin hachomim, and I make money, and I'm doing avayas, and I make even more money. Give all the, here I am. This is Paroi. So some people, they have it hard. I'm learning and it's not going for me. I'm learning and I don't have money. I'm learning and it's hard for me. I'm learning and I have Yitzhakovis. I'm learning and I don't have Parnosa. I'm learning and I don't have Shalom Bayit. I have Tzoros. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Hashem is taking us out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't look like it. Rabbi said, Emune. Mitzrayim was Emune. To build the Emune of Klal Yisrael. It didn't work. Klal Yisrael said, we don't. It doesn't look like it. We're sorry, Moshe, it doesn't look like it. We're not allowed to say that. Even Moshe had that question. And Moshe went back to Hashem. Hashem, you told me to send. It just didn't work. They said, Svarim Shalom, when Mashiach will come, a second before Mashiach will come, will be like a Gilui Elio, and it will say to listen to Hashem, and the people that listen to Hashem will fail. And then Mashiach will come. And the Nisayon will be even that it doesn't look like it. Mashiach will come. It will be the same thing as Eishtei Klasid Lavoi. But he said, we have to be strong. What happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim? It didn't look true. Moshe came and said, Hashem said, he turned the snake, he turned the wood, it looked mamish miracles. He goes to Pali, everyone's getting beating up tomorrow. What it looks like? Like, have an evil. Hashem says, go again. They go again, he said, Klai Yisrael, we can't. Pari knew that they will listen, so he made it harder. Tichbada avoido val yishu b'divrei sheker. Pari made a system that is so hard. He knew if you leave the system the same, maybe they will listen. But if you make the system harder, it's no way. And it worked. They couldn't hear. just as they go now to power. Zog the Malbim, Moshe said, Klal Yisrael have chitzoynis dikir reason not to listen to me. And the emunah is not going through. Paro zog the Malbim, Kayom nirgash mole refesh, she'ataivo mesame einov. It's brought down in Sforim, ki kovet leif paroi, kovet miloshen liver. Liver is different from all the pieces of meat. Every piece of meat, if you cook it, it gets softer. Meat and liver, if you cook it, becomes hard. Chop it, make a nice liver, but the Matthias says, anything you cook is softer. A Rosho, when he doesn't listen, don't think in the second time he will listen. He becomes harder. A Bacher thinks, okay, a guy doesn't understand. When things are hard for a person and he doesn't listen to Hashem, don't think of, the next thing will come, then he will break and he will listen. He's already so hard at the second time. The Rosha becomes harder and harder. Ki kovet leif paroi. Shmuel has a whole shmuzim in Zav Shva. How careful a person has to be to have the musl the first time. Because when he doesn't have the musl the first time, and the second time it's harder to listen. Moshe said, I know that Pauli has mafrim, and I know that Klal Yisrael have mafrim. But the mafrim from Klal Yisrael are outside mafrim. Says, the Sefer Bino Leitin, Kadmoy, says, Ein lecho ben choyrim elo misha oisek batoiro. She misha oisek batoiro chayo brurim. He sees the truth. So it's easy for him to go ahead. When you fall with Averis, you don't see the truth. So this was the title of Moshe Rabbeinu. If it didn't work on Klal Yisrael, and Be'etzem it's a big shtarke taina. Klal Yisrael are not convinced that I'm the Melech. The Goy won't. I don't know what the answer is. This was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. If it's not clear to Klal Yisrael, how are you expecting that it will be clear to Bali? And in Hashem, what Hashem does, Hashem comes back and Hashem says, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, vayetzavu mel bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim, lo'oti es bnei Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim." So Hashem tells Moshe ve'Aaron, "Vayetzavu bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim, lo'oti es bnei Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim." So it's interesting. The Pasuk says it twice. The Pasuk is Mamshich looking Perik Pasuk Chavov. Hu Aaron v'Moisha asher Omar Hashem lohem Metziu Ezne Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then Pasuk Chav Zayin. Heim HaMedabrim Hu Moisha ve'Aaron. So Rashi is Oymen on it. It says in the first pasuk, "Hu Aaron veMoshe, asher Omar lehem Hashem Yitzir es Bnei Yisrael meMitzrayim." Hem haMedabrim el Paroi, Hu Moshe veAaron. Sheshkulim hem. So the Mefarshim say, "Givaldi Kevol." The Meskarov will bring it every time. First it says, "Hu Aaron veMoshe," and the second time it says, "Hu Moshe veAaron." Sheshkulim. But look at the difference. And the first time it says Aaron veMoshe, and the second time it says Moshe veAaron. And the first time we're talking about taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Who was the one that really took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Moshe. Aaron is Shaku. So we put Aaron first. Who Aaron veMoshe? Shevitziu es bnei Yisrael meMitzrayim. Hey, Mamedavrim. Who was really speaking? Aaron. Who Moshe veAaron? So maybe the pasuk puts them together. So then Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and what we must be the Seder HaPsukim, we'll start. First he makes a moifes, and then he starts the punishment. The first moifes is not to punish, it's only to prove on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kidabo lachem paro itnu lachem moifes v'omarto el Aaron kach es matcho v'rosh lach lifnei paro v'yi letamin. V'yim Moshe v'Aaron el paro v'yasu ken kashor tzivo Hashem v'yashlech Aaron es matayu lifnei paro v'yi letamin. ויקרא גם פרעה אל החרטומים אל המחשבים ויעשו כן וישליכו איש מתיהו והיו לתנינים ויבלע מתיהו אינס מתויס ויבלע מתיהו אינס מתויס ויחזק לפרעה ולשום עליהם כאשר דיבר מוישה. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he makes the ois, he throws the stick and becomes a snake. And everyone makes the same oifas. And Moshe sticks, eats all the other sticks. Chazal say he ate it when it was a stick already. So when Karov was a little kid, they say Reb Chaim asked him what they claim. And that's in, Mez Hashem will speak about it in the other psukim. Because maybe it's kedai to know the yesoi, the ashkofe. The vikuach over Va'eiro Boy Beshalach with Moshe Rabbeinu and Paroi and Dosan Ve'aviron, everyone knows that Moshe is a super person. It's no question about it. He takes the stick, he takes the blood. I mean, Moshe is turning the world. It's no question about it. And Paroi doesn't let the people go. Why? What, you didn't see the dam? What Paroi thinks? Well, he didn't see the tzardeh. The vikuach is Moshe, you're a witch. We're also witches. You're a black witch. We're also a black witch. Moshe says, no, I'm a shliach of Hashem. They know that Moshe is super. They know that Moshe wins them. Moshe's stick eats their stick. Moshe is bigger than them. That they realize. But Moshe is trying to prove it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not me. This is the vikuach the whole time in between Moshe Rabbeinu, in between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paroi. If it's a witch, if it's a kishuf, or it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we'll see Kaseida. We'll see in our parasha we're being wanted to rise to this vikuach. If it, that the vikuach was a witch, one of the biggest sayings is a witch doesn't almost. You know, the guy knows the weather. Could not with snow, he doesn't have so stark. He thinks with snow here, it snows a little bit there. We'll start the rain with the Shabbos, rain Sunday. It's not bad. Hashem is exactly, because Hashem runs the world. A witch can make a cow. It almost looks like a cow. I'll miss a couple of times. Hashem is the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Kol Yochid. And we'll see that this is Be'etzim, the Vikuach, the whole time. This is the Vikuach from power to Moshe. So the Mishnah Chaim asked the Biskarov, so he came with a stick, and they told him, you're a witch. So everyone could do it also. So he told him, the halacha is that a witch, a kishuf, could only keep 7 days and cannot keep in the water. So why he didn't tell Moshe, okay, leave the snake a second, wait for 7 days. If it stays a snake, I know it's a mifus. You know, pour it in the water. Okay, we'll see later. Moshe goes to the water. Moshe starts to upgrade his level of kishuf to show that it's Me'ashem. Till Mitzrayim, Betipo, Bachatzois, we'll get to that. Then we have the proof. But why in the beginning, when they tell him any kid could do it, they will not tell Paro, leave it. So the Biskarov answered him, because Paro thought that Moshe found a snake, turned it to a stick, came and turned it back to the snake, like this will stay for 7 days. If Moshe would say, leave it for 7 days, then Nishkan Raya. Maybe he took a snake, he turned it to a stick, and now he turned it back to the snake. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Makas Dam. Now, I want to learn together Parshas Makas Dam. I know that in the Cheder we learned it in one way, but Teisves in Das Skeinim in Balei HaTeisves, this is the way Shir Bochim learned, we learned Chumash with Teisves, Das Skeinim in Balei HaTeisves learns the Parsha different. I want to tell the Ohr. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma'ahat emotcha al amayim asher bayor v'nef chul adom. V'adogo asher bayor tomus, the fish will die, ubo asher yor will be a smell, v'nilu mitzrayim lishis mayim min hayor. And this is what will happen. V'yasuk el Moshe v'Aaron, ויהפכו כל אדום אשר ביאור ויהפכו כל המים אשר ביאור לדום הדוגו אשר ביאור מייסו ואיבא שיאור ולא יאכלו מים לישתס מן היאור ולא יאכלו מצרים מזמן מן היאור ואיר אדום בכל ארץ מצרים. Pashut, everyone knows it. Okay, I want to ask you a question. I will start to ask it, make it a little bit harder. How you would write the pasuk? You hit the oil, it became blood. And what happened then? They couldn't drink. You know what else happened? The fish died. The plant smelled. Look how the pasuk says. The water turned to blood. The fish died. The plant smelled, and people don't have what to drink. What was the main matter? That the water turned to blood. There was nothing what to drink. Side effects. Fish are dead. Side effects of bad smell in Mitzrayim. These are the side effects of the maka. We learn every chol maka, every maka, asor maka, chamish maka. And when I say to my kids, everyone has to try to say what they know. And every maka, how is the chamishim? No, when we start the chol Mitzrayim, was very maka to do with the kids. So everyone has a list of things. So we come to them. The one kid says, "Oh, it smelled." One said, "It was no fish." One said that they lost the money because they had the money from the Israel. Until the kid gets the 10. Basically, no one manages. Yeah? But the order of the psukim is very modern. So I learned Pshat Alamol. Why it says the water turned to blood, and then the fish died, and then it smelled, and then it says, the pasuk came to say that it turned to real blood. Not only that it became like petal. Not like the daskeni that it's petal. Daskeni really that it turned to petal. So the second we'll see the daskeni inside. It didn't become blood. It came red. It's not blood. That's like the but first, the lomdim learned, the pasuk came to lafuki from the daskeni. Vayahofich ledom, you know what kind of blood? The fish died. He can't breathe. Smell? Maybe they can't drink. So the pasuk is telling us, velche dam it became, real dam. Even as a mazach, if a yid wanted to take out water, what happened? It was water, right? So for the yidden, what color it was? Water. So why the fish died? The fish were mitzvim. If the pshat is, the water, they die because the water is dam, the fish can live. For you, it's water. In the Moshe, if a person had a fish tank in his house, yeah? So by the yidden was white, right? Stayed water. Now, the mitzvah, the yidden, whether the yard was also white for him. So, and I understand. The daskenim learns, nearly, he says, that the water was red, but it was water. Read the daskenim by that thesis. Daskenim, perek zayin, posuk chof aleph. Ubosh. Lefi. Why it says that it smelled? Lefi she'ilu lo yon nivash lo yon nimneim lishtoy sa'amenu. Ki afal pi shemarei yudam ta'amoy ho yomayim. It's what it comes to, just to know this idea. The Daskenim learns it looked like blood, it was water. A. B says, and even if you want to say that it's blood, it says, go and drink blood. They eat ants. They eat ants, they eat crabs, they eat all this lachem, and they drink blood. So what if it's blood? They drink the mitzvah might drink blood. So Hashem made that the fish will die. It says, especially if the pshat had its petal, the fish ma'alach was petal, it was water, just red. The fish died, and the water smelled, and they couldn't drink it because the smell of the water. ונפח לדם, ותום עושה דוגו, ואיב השיור, ולא יוכלו לשתס מים. פרק תרקש, אומר, אז אי צורך יהיו, נקש שפון תסס על התאיר. אין לי כוס דוין, זה דאסקיינים עוד הבאק, כן? פרק דאסקיינים, תקלו נסוי, גמור רשי, און תסס, זו בזה, אנחנו נראים חומש און תסס, כן? צריך, אתה מרב את הלוין תסס על התאיר. Frank Rabbi Zayin, the maka didn't have to be maka's dam. Had to call maka smell. And you tell me the color was not a problem. I said, look at that skate. What was the problem, Zokta? The smell. The koshali, im ken, lo nikra maka kem Hashem Adam, ulo Hashem Ahavosh. Nearly, lefi she'ahavosh eino nikeres. Nearly,
Sagt er weiter. He has a Reihe. It says that Mitzrayim started to dig around the oil to try to get water. Right? The pasuk says that they didn't know what to do. ויחברו כל מצרים סביבס היאור מים לשטויס כי לא יוכלו לשטויס ממי היואר. The shayla is, what will help that they will dig around the yoy? Hari, every water in Mitzrayim became damp in the woods, everywhere. So what they were thinking? They will dig and they will find blood. And what will be with that blood? So did that skin in the fetus pshat, that blood will be red, or even if it will be bloodish, but it will not have a smell. So they were planning to drink that water. And it worked. The pastor said that it didn't work. And there they found water. He brings the rye. What water power drank the 7 days? Power didn't pay Klai some money to get water. That's for sure not. So what water he drank? So he had some water in his house. I turned to blood. All of it was petal dish. Or even if it was not petal, even if it was blood. So he drank blood. Glad to drink blood. But most of the Mitzrayim, so everything turned to become blood. But the place that was fish, I did ask him about it. It's not the way we learn the Cheder. It's not the way we teach the kids when we learn Makas Dam. But the Vistan, Machlekes, Rishonim, Rashi, and Pesas, the Mahalach of Dam. Rashi learns Kipshut, like we learn the Cheder. But Pesas has another Mahalach in Ganzen. Two Mahalach in Ganzen. Other it's only colored, and was Stamma Makas that the fish died, and was a smell. It's interesting. So when the Yid bought the water, it didn't have that smell. Not only that it was water, when the Yid took out water from the oil, it was also without a smell. And then so, we'll go to the next market. V'yem Hashem al Moshe bo yilpari v'yimen shalech ne'enegev es gvulcha b'tzfardein v'shorat ha'yahol tzfardein v'alu bebo bebesecho b'cham shkavcho. Rashi says, Chazal being down, one huge tzfardea came and everyone was hitting the tzfardea. So again, first you have to know, what is tzfardea? So the pasha tzfardea is crocodiles. Some people learn tzfardea is frogs. I know the song, you say frogs here, frogs there. But we can just bring it alive from songs. Chazal say that it was crocodiles. Now we understand what kind of market it is, yeah? There's one man, the Omar, that is frogs, what we call frogs, the little ones, the green ones that jump. But the Pashas was crocodiles. I think the Ramban state. The Ramban brings down, it says, Rak ba yo'er tisha'arma. So in the Ramban, in Arbe, the Hemshecha Parsha, it says, if we get to that, but it says in Arba that V'achichein Lohir Kosav Rabbeinu Chananel Umeis Ato Arbe never comes to Mitzrayim. It's in Parshas Bori. Ve'imipol be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'yovi ve'ikolets. Ve'oimrim ki zeh kvar yadua. Boi v'reh ki betzfardeh omar le'el. It's a Ramban in Parshas Bori, Perek Yud in Zemedrash. Rak ba'yo'il tesha'armu. Ve'lefichoch nishar alt batzecho ad achshof. Alt b'chom is a crocodile. No, and a rabbit. Till today it's crocodiles in the oil. In the Nilus, everyone knows the big lot of crocodiles. He says, it's Baruch Menusa. Hashem said, Rak by Yoyot Yisha'arno. So the Nile still today is full with crocodiles. Now Rabbi Chanan says, it's one of the proofs that it's Teras Emes. And there's Rabbi Chanan. So, but it's time to know. I know that they have these new nice Haggadahs. You know, with that picture, I don't know.
think, a bit shaped, took it out. So there, attack, and so there already, the Iker picture is the crocodiles, you see a couple little frogs there. I'm a song that it's frogs. We have to understand what is the makom. Abba Rashi says was one big tzfardea, and everyone was hitting the tzfardea, and necholim will come out. So the stipler would say a shmuz, a double shmuz. Don't know how to start it. We'll start with the get the shirbachim and then to the light. He said they came out, they saw a fright, they got so angry, they started to beat it up. What happened? Worse. Every bang, it became worse. When a person is in chaos, he does all the mistakes. He's hurting himself. And he hits, and every time it's worse, but he's blind. So who bought the market? I'll go to the second one. Who bought the market? Sfardea to Klal Yisrael, to Pauli? The Mitzvah himself. A person could realize because he could cause himself to be damaged. He thinks he's hitting. He doesn't understand he's damaging himself. He's mazik himself. The person will just have a bit seichel. Then the pasuk says, "Makas kinim." Then you have Makas Oiv. I want to get. Then we have Makas Dever and Makas Boat. So Makas Boat, it says, "Vayimar Hashem el Moshe Hashkem." Chazal says, "Amot nezach." Paro Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Everyone that will be outside in the sode, the borod will kill them." Hayores dvar Hashem me'avdi paro yehinis es avodu v'smikneyu labatim. Asher lo yisom liber dvar Hashem v'yazu v'savodu v'smikneyu basode. So Chazal say on this pasuk, "Toiv shebemitzrim legehenem." Why? When they chased Klal Yisrael later, how they had horses. I mean, all the horses died in the boat. The Torah says, it's from the people that put them into the house. The people that didn't listen to Moshe, all the horses were gone. So who had horses when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Yoreh Zvar Hashem. And these people chased Klal Yisrael. Toiv shebemitzrim legehenem. Because the best Mitzri that is called Yoreh Zvar Hashem, he's the one that chased Klal Yisrael. Why do you have to be Yoreh Zvar Hashem? Like we said in the beginning, they know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a witch. Ashayla is right, he's wrong. I tell him, take that you're of the Mitzrayim. Well, they know, Moshe said it happens. But you have to say, Hashoite left his things inside. So if it causes you to take Klal Yisrael to leave, okay, they don't want to left. Moshe said, tomorrow you're dead if you're outside. That's how their kinim, orif, dever, shchim worked. It's coming to Boaz. Ayore es dvar Hashem. So there's a famous vault in the yeshivas. It's where, when I was a kid, this was everyone, it was my rabbi from Tkufa, Zoyel Moshe, they called him of Shir Moshe Diskin. Oil Mesh, it was Nifter, Asa Melech, it was Mechaber. He said that was a problem like this. Aribet, and not only that, and Devil also says, where do I put how much place a person has in his house for the sheep? He said, well, people had billions, thousands of sheep, this was the Parnasa. How big houses you have? The Talmud says, what they did is, he said, they didn't do houses.
the strings, lohut, suas pesach, couple strings, has a din bais. Why? Because the borah betzim could break houses also. Why the borah didn't break houses? It was a din. Basodeh nishba bais. If it has a din bais, the borah didn't go in. Oh, but this had to be a yoris dvar Hashem. A pillar was not yoris dvar Hashem. Where do you put a sheep? There's nothing more to do. What do you do? A yoris dvar Hashem understood, explaining, that again, it's the same love, that Moshe is not a witch, answer. It's dvar Hashem. If Hashem said it doesn't hit the house, it doesn't hit the house. If you think it's protecting, they said, okay, protecting. Well, we have houses, you know, we have one strong house, but some of the little houses will break from the ice. Going to be ice storm. I mean, what will help? But Ayolat Hashem understood, no, it's going to be only understood and not in the bathroom. And there's the Master Samel. And the boat starts. Vayetze Moshe mi'impau yesair. So like this, the Pasuk says, Pari calls Moshe, take it away. Vayomer alev Moshe ketseisi esayir efresh eskapai. Why ketseisi esayir? So it's Rashi, you're not allowed to daven in the city. As a halacha, a city is full of the Zohar, you're not allowed to daven in the city. Make the Sifsi Chachomim, so every time Moshe had to say that when he leaves the city. Why in Parshas Oroi, Perek Tes, Posuk Chof Tes, Vayomer Olav Meshe, Ketzeisi Esoir, Refris Eskapai. Fait the Sifsi Chachomim, what happened till now? So he has one teretz, that in every place, Pari gave him a day. Here Pari asked now. So he had to say, it will take 5 minutes till I get there. Till tomorrow, Moshe will take care of it. Here Pari said now. Oh, but he brings a pshat from Devek Toiv. Devek Toiv says, why do you have to leave the city? It's full of Avodah Zarah. What was Avodah Zarah in the time? But animals. All of the animals are outside the city. So I can't better to daven in the city. Oh, but in Borod, everyone bring the animals into the city. So like, Moshe, I'm sorry, I have to leave. Let's say, see you. Chasam Sefer says it's a kerbal. Chasam Sefer asks the kasha, is a aloche, it's better to daven in the city of Avodah Zarah if to daven outside in the street, because if you daven outside in the street, people could disturb you. So why Moshe wanted to go outside the city? Zog the Chasam Sefer, in Bored was no one outside the city. So the mayor, in all of the makas, even if it was Avodah Zarah inside the city, of a Zaloche, don't daven in the Sode, because people could disturb you. Better to daven in the house. Of a Magas Borot, everyone was inside the city. Now, I don't want to be married, it's late, but Rebel Povalski learned, and as they stated in Ebenezer, that how people went to call Moshe Rabbeinu, but they didn't get hit with the Borot. He's Medayik B'chasim Sefer that people that were inside the house for the first day, even if they went out in the whole 7 days, nothing happened to them. The market was, and the people that were in the house, the people that were in the house on the first day, these people never got hurt. So the feed that, the two first voted were not evidence. So the animals were back outside, they saw there was people outside. Rabbi was medak, and Bat Kedesh on the Torah, that everything was going to feed the first day. Stop it.